Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see all of you again this morning. Let's start by turning to Luke 12, verse 35. These are some of Jesus' teachings that are really, really important. I think about a lot. So start with verse 35. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table, and will come up and wait on him. So these slaves, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, what their master expects of them, and they're not expecting anything in return. That's just what they're supposed to be doing. And so here that's what we need to do. Not be looking toward the reward, but just doing what's right, because that pleases the Lord. So continue here in verse 38. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. So, you too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. So when Jesus comes, we don't know. We don't know when he's coming, any time, an hour that we do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, my master will be long time in coming, and begins to beat the slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. So when Jesus was here, He showed us how to live and gave us the way and the example of how we need to be, and he went and he said, I'm coming back, and he's going to come back someday, and we don't know when, and if he finds us, if we lose and forget what he said, then he'll like it says here, he'll assign us a place with the unbelievers. And then it says in 47, and that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many lashes. But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a flogging will receive but few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. So, from what it's saying here, it could be that people that grew up not knowing a thing about the Lord and what he taught us, it could be that they won't get punished much because they didn't know. Nobody taught them. And so, for us that have been given much, much will be required. So that's really something to think about there. I guess that's about all I have.
What a blessing.